Fenway's all aglow. A Brooklyn Ave lands down street, guitar in hand in the summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the House of Blues, a dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way.
You're listening to What's Happening here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Aaron. Got a great band coming in a moment. We're just setting up. So we just heard Cheap Guitars by Dalton and the Sheriffs. Let's go back to the music. We'll be right back with you. Enjoy.
Something on you. big reveal. Jump into nothing and dream up your feel. Dream so hard that you stand still.
How you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
Hello.
Where's Zipper?
Hello.
Hey.
So, let me know something about the band, if you could.
Sure, we got started probably like in the mid-90s. I had just left Big Catholic Guilt, and I bumped into Mike, who'd been in Third Rail. Mike and I went to high school together, and then I made him start a band with me. And then as time went on, we had a few personnel changes, and Mike Barry from Puka Stew recommended John Framer.
That's
right. Got in on the bass, and then John Landy got in a few years later, and then Dave came on just about a year or so ago, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we've since then, we did record way back when, but we've been a live band all through the years and played a lot of different venues. So
let's go around the room and give us a little background on yourselves and music, what brought you into it, and your influences.
So you're looking at me, so I guess you want John Framer to talk first. I've been playing in Boston since I moved here in the 80s. Played with Florence Henderson's Sons in a band called Big Train. Played with Charlie Chessman for a couple of years. that band broke up, and then these guys needed a bass player. So Mike Berry said, why don't you buy a bass and try out for that band? And that was a long time ago. Our band is old enough to drink, the band itself.
Isn't Mike, isn't his son part of Lily Black?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I've had them on, and they're a sensational band.
Scary, talented kids.
His son is going to Berkeley in the fall. Lily is already at Berkeley. And, wow, I mean, I had him in, and, yeah, it is scary, but it's ironic. It's like the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon. I mean, everybody, you know, has a connection through somebody else.
Yeah. I'm almost Mike Fright. I almost have Mike Fright, I should say.
Yes.
Dave here. I've been playing piano probably since, I was 7 years old. It was at the time, it didn't seem like much of a gift because my grandmother kind of made me do it. But after a while, I realized I could probably play things that I really wanted to play, which is kind of cool. So I've been in Boston since 1995, courtesy of your tax dollars. But I've been playing in bands here and there, for 25 years. And fortunately, I'm married into this band because John... who will be on next?
Which one?
To be my brother-in-law.
Which one, right?
All of them. He married all their sisters.
That was in Utah. We don't talk about that here. So, I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
I really, it's been interesting adding keyboards to a guitar band. So, they've been very patient.
Now, Dave, aren't you a Tufts alum?
I am. I am a jumbo in more ways than one. Yeah, I went to grad school here from 97 to 98.
What'd you study?
Engineering management. So I was in the Gordon School.
You notice that's why he's playing keyboard. That's yeah. Re-engineering the band.
That's right. Well, something like that.
Well
yeah,
put.
I guess.
Well put. No thirds.
I grew up around the Boston area playing guitars and stuff like that. I grew up on kind of all like classic rock until I figured out there were local bands, partly because I bumped into this guy when I was like 16. He was playing The Rat and all these other clubs with the band Third Rail. And I was like, wait a minute, there's local bands? I can do this? And so then I started to switch my attention to following local bands like The Neighborhoods and whoever else. And then I guess like around 91, I got into Big Catholic Guilt and we won the BCN Rumble, which was awesome. And
congratulations.
Thank you very much. And then after that, I left that band, and we were hanging around with the guys from Cliffs of Dunedin, another Boston band around the time, and we would go over to their house and play guitar real late at night, and we met a guy there called Owen Woods. We're going to play one of his songs today. And then Zipper kind of came out of that creative period.
Why the name Zipper?
Oh, it's funny. I used to send Mike like sheets of band names over the fax, I think. And he would just say no to like 50 of them, and finally he goes,
"Was
that
he
okay.
Was he borrowing something from Madeline Kahn?"
Could have been, but so finally he said okay to that one. It was just a random name on a sheet, but so
I wanted Flower Storm. I don't know.
Yeah, he wanted Flower Storm.
Could have gone with Flower Drum Song.
Yeah.
So Mike Berry's watching the Facebook Live. So hi, Mike. You missed us.
Hi, plugging, Mike.
Lily Black.
Nice.
But it is going to be on the podcast, so you'll be able to hear it after.
Yep.
And please give our best to the band, Mike.
Excellent.
I'm Mike. I'm guitar player. I'm one of the guitar players, and I like the Buzzcocks and Kenny Burrell and Wes Montgomery, all styles. So, and that's it.
Wow, that was a very short bio. That's the shortest you've ever talked. Well,
wow.
I'm John. I'm the drummer. I'm the third John. So we were going to be three Johns, no waiting, but decided that we'd stick with Zipper. So,
Well, that fits that too, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah, that was the other band name, Rest Up.
Yeah. So I've been playing in lots of local bands nobody's heard of for a long time too, and. Played up in this fine facility a few times over the years, but it's been a long time, and just happy to be here with Zipper today.
Welcome back. So, what would you like to play for us first?
Well, I think we'd like to play that Owen Woods song. It's called Let's Not Be Friends. We typically open up with it. If you want to look him up, he's on SoundCloud. It's E-O-I-N Woods, and Mike Berry plays this song too sometimes.
There he goes.
is in on the action. You are always under control. You were the socializing faction, and it may be fun feeling your soul. Sweet believing's dying, it changes nothing. All the idle gossip, small town, small talk, small town, small talk. Darling, let's not be friends. No, let us be lovers.
Important thing is to hear every note, and I like to let it go to the end.
Thank you so much.
That was really, really great.
Excellent.
You know, trying to figure out, you were trying to figure out in the green room genre and everything else.
Yeah.
It's a cohesive Crosby, Stills, Nash, Dylan-esque type of great music.
Wow.
That's just my interpretation.
There's a little more Aerosmith in it when we play electric.
We do have like an electric format that we do. Yeah.
But you know, the best part of it is, though, because you're in here playing acoustically, and many bands do it the other way around. You notice everybody, including Aerosmith, did the acoustic thing after they became big. Great to come on, play it this way, because somebody says, can you play acoustically? Well, bingo, there you go. And you have proof of it? We've got it right here. So... but it sounded really, really great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And I know we've got a bunch of music together. So, to make it best for everybody, my thought is, play. I mean, let me know what you're playing.
Okay.
You know, announce the name of the song, and play as much as we can.
Okay.
Up until about 5 minutes of. How's that?
Right. Okay, sounds good.
That sound great to you guys?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. Awesome. That sounds good. All right, so this next song is called Explode. This is one of our songs. I think the rest of these are all songs that we wrote. Crackling on my AM radio.
coming in on the bike tonight. The clouds are stuck down. We're on the road.
Pretty nice.
Thank you so much. Should we keep going, Aaron? Awesome. All right. This song is called Edie.
Is fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Edie.
You're listening to What's Happening on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And my guests are...
Zipper!
Great music. Great music.
Thank you very much.
So, when you write your music, how do you go about doing it?
Well, I would say usually what happens is I'll come in, I'm good at writing verses and choruses sometimes, verses and chorus parts, and then I come in and I say to Mike and John, I don't know what to do, and then these guys come up with bridge parts.
Oh, it's easy. It's Mike and John and Dave. You know,
Mike and John and Dave. I know, it's true. It's some of us are more educated musically than others, so yeah, a lot of the really cool bits either Mike or John has kind of put together, but it'll start with a verse and a chorus. John writes some stuff too, and Mike does as well, and yeah, so it's usually like a collaborative thing.
So, based upon life experiences, based upon somebody else's experiences?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. There's a couple of our songs are about particular people that we would never mention, but if you're lucky enough, you can end up in a Zipper song. some of them...
going down.
Some of them are about so relationships.
So you can get caught in the Zipper, huh?
Yes. You could. So, yeah, most of them about real life experiences. I find it awkward writing about stuff I don't know anything about, but I don't know.
So that's like not writing a tweet or something, huh?
yeah. Exactly.
So what do you have next?
This next one, I think it's maybe one of the first songs I wrote. It's called Hey Boy, and it's John's wife Deirdre's favorite Zipper song, so I just want to dedicate to Deirdre, and we'll give it a go. It's a... yeah. Anyway, here's how it goes.
are ticking by. Now I ride to try and freeze you, freeze you. I see you laughing at the sky. Where on earth are you? Hey boy, I want you to know I really miss you. I will not forget you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We are Zipper, and you are listening to What's Happening on 91.5 WMFO Medford. And John and I are going to swap instruments real quick so we can play one of his compositions.
As the... I know Carol Burnett said as the stomach turns, but this is as the guitar turns. So I know you have some gigs coming up.
Yeah, so our next gig is next Sunday, ironically, at 6 o'clock at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown, which is on the Somerville line.
And you must have a Facebook page and a...
We are on Facebook. You can find us there. And I guess the Tavern is the next show. And then after that, we're backing up Rich Mirsky for a CD release at the Midway on September 8th. And then we have an electric show on October 28th at the Midway, which is our less quiet version of Zipper.
Cool. So what do we have coming up next?
This is one of my tunes. It's... My Ex-Wife Loves It. Thank you.
thing, but it isn't plain to see. Isn't plain to see.
Love the instrumental interlude at the end. It was really, really cool.
Oh, glad you like it.
You know, it had a little bit of like Spanish guitar in there.
Yeah, I had a little something like that, yeah.
And, you know, it's fun how you can, with music, you can bring in all the different parts of the world into something. Even if that may not be what you were thinking originally.
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking?
No, it's just Mike's myriad of influences and experiences and stuff. He brings all kinds of flavor.
It's a little more radio.
Like us from the
electric
street, that's what we call it, flavor.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Then Al Di Viola. Definitely the acoustic brings that out, that's feeling. Oh, man.
So, Aaron, how are we doing time-wise? Do we have time for another one?
Time for one more track before we get off into the sunset.
All right. We're going to try to play this one called West Street.
Oh, yeah. I did not hook you up on West Street yet.
We'll be doing a little tuning down.
Yeah, I didn't tune it.
I got it. Yeah. I got it.
And just go back, David Setzer played the piano solo in that last song. I did call for Mike because, you know, very recently, like 5 years ago, Mike used to play that song. David played it in the last song.
Thank you, John.
So this one's about a real person and a real place. There's a little tavern in West Street called West Street in Newton that this person used to hang out at. You guys ready? Down.
believe it or not, don't want the jackpot. As the moon lights now, West Street town. Believe it or not, just drank another shot. You don't know when I won't show what's inside me. Drinking cigarette, they will hide me. It's been three nights out. I don't know what I've been drinking about. I'm in fear of getting old. I'm feeling cool. Don't say no. Stars shine down, West Street down. Believe it or not, don't want no jackpot. As the moon lights down, West Street town. Believe it or not,
Zipper, for coming in today. Been a pleasure. Great music. Find them on Facebook. Go to the Tavern at the End of the World next week.
Yeah, Tavern at the End of the World. We go 6 to 7:15, followed by open mic run by Natalie Flanagan, the awesome Natalie.